Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Psachim Daf, Lamed Tes. Yesterday we started a discussion where somebody wanted to use the matzah of lachmei toida to be yotza his mitzvah of achilas matzah, the first night of Pesach. And halach is that he can't. Question is, why not? So the first drasha that was brought was the shita of Rabbah. It says, ushmartem es ha-matzois, the matzah has to be mishtameres l'shem matzah. However, when it was mishtameres l'shem zavach and not l'shem matzah, that's going to be a problem. And Rashi explained, Kol shimur sha'ato mishamra shaloi tachmitz his chavein l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. Any shmiru that you do, that it shouldn't become chametz, you have to have in mind that it should be for matzah of mitzvah. Rav Yosef said a different time, the reason why you can't use the lachmei toida is because the matzah has to be able to be used for 7 days. And the matzah of lachmei toida can't be used for 7 days. After 1 day and one night, it becomes noiser. Yesterday we mentioned the shita of the Rambam that if a person has in mind, he watches the matzah, he does a shmira on the matzah, l'shem matzah and l'shem zavach. That's going to be a problem. And the diuk that the Acharonim made in the Rambam was that the problem is because you also had in mind l'shem zavach, meaning I had l'shem matzah and also l'shem zavach. That itself was enough to passel the machshava, to passel your kavana that's necessary for the shmira l'shem matzah, and that's the reason why it's going to be passel. However, the Acharonim of Medayik and Rashi, Mechas Chinuch, and others, that Rashi holds not like the Rambam. Rashi says, in Dibur HaMaschel, She'en HaNecheles L'Shiva, that Uvahal Palag, the Machloikis between Rabbah and Rav Yosef is, the Inami Yechama Lo Nami L'Shimur Matzas Mitzvah L'Meipakba Mishum Toida U'Mishum Matzah, where a person has in mind to be Shomer, the Matzah of Mitzvah, both for Toida and for Matzah, then he can't be Yotze of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. The Ba'inon Shimur L'Shum Matzah Kol Shiva. You have to have a Shmira for Matzah Kol Shiva. And that's Shitas Rav Yosef. The reason why Rav Yosef holds it's no good is because person had in mind to be Yotze the Lachmei Toida, and he also wanted to be Yotze the Matzah. That's a Chisarin in the Shmira. And that's Shitas Rav Yosef. However, Rabbah holds that if you would have in mind both, it would be okay. The only reason why it's no good is because he had in mind just l'shem zavach. If he had in mind matzah and zavach, that's okay. And the Mechas Chinuch points out that the lashon of Rabbah and also the brisa and brought in support of Rabbah seem to indicate that the only chisaron is because he had ela l'shem zavach. He only had in mind for the zavach. However, if he had in mind for the matzah as well, that wouldn't be a problem. What's the yisrael machlokes? Why does the Rambam hold that if I have a machshava both for zavach and for matzah, it's going to be a problem? Why does the machshava of the zavach take away the kavana of the matzah? And Rashi holds that it's not a problem. Really, this discussion comes up in other places of lishma, where I have a lishma and a shalai lishma. That's a discussion we'll get to in Psachim Daf Samach. It's also discussed in other places in Shas where I need lishma. But just to continue with what we discussed yesterday, that by matzah, we brought two different understandings of what the kavana could be. This kavana that a person has to have, this machshava, this kavana that a person has to have for the shmira, l'shem matzah, what's the understanding? So we brought from the Birchas Shmuel that he explains that every lishma, there are two dinim in lishma. There's a din lishma when a person is doing something and he has to make a chalois in the guf adover. Get, karbanis, sefer Torah, through the kavana of lishma, he's making a chalois din, get, a chalois din karban. Then he says there's another kavana, which he compares to the kavana that I have to have by mitzvah srichas kavana. He calls it a din noisif on the ma'aseh mitzvah. Person also, besides doing the mitzvah, has to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah. And he says, that's the kavana, that's the machshava of l'shma that's necessary by matzah. The machshava, the kavana of l'shma by matzah is not being mechal achalois. All it is, the Torah, by telling us u'shmartem, is telling us that a matzah needs kavana. The chefetz of the mitzvah, which is the matzah, needs to be shamor from chametz l'shma. And the truth is, the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, hischavein l'shem matzah shal mitzvah, there's a kavan necessary for matzah of mitzvah. However, we spoke out from Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. He seems to say that the kavan of l'shma by matzah is being mechal achalois, the guf achefetz. Not like Rebbe Baruch Ber is saying that it's just a din noisav, it's an extra kavana. It's something which is intrinsic in the guf achefetz, the matzah needs to have, it needs to be a cheftza of matzah with a kavana of lishma. So I saw in the Sefer Yerech L'Mayadim, he wants to say that perhaps this is the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam, who says that if I have a machshava, besides my machshava for matzah, l'shma of matzah, I also have l'shem zavach, it's going to be a psul, because he holds that the kavana is a kavana, the machshava is a machshava, and the guf, hachefza of the matzah. So if I have an intrinsic machshava and the chefza of the matzah for something else as well, l'shem zavach, that's going to be a psul, that's going to be a paslos in the matzah, similar to a get. When a person has a machshava of l'shma and shle l'shma, by a get, by a karbon, there's a chalois in the asiyas aget, in the asiyas akarbon, that could be problematic. Masha ein kein, where all his kavana is a din noisav, a kavana for like mitzvah sriches kavana. So by mitzvah sriches kavana, if a person is mechaven something else at the same time, is that ma'akiv? Is that meneya the mitzvah? Seemingly not. So the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam could be, how do they understand the din lishma by matzah? If it's just a kavana ba'alma, that can be shitas Rashi, and then also having a mind l'shem zavach is not going to be a problem. Masha'enk in the Rambam could be held that the kavana is a kavana being mechal achalois din in the chefza, and therefore having another kavana as well could be problematic. Have a wonderful day.